Well, if Laura Erickson has taught us anything over the last almost 30 years on her program For the Birds, it's that animals think and act like animals, not humans. Even sometimes not necessarily like mammals, if they're not mammals. So when we see a baby fawn all alone, or the little bird out of its nest, our human, oh my gosh, it's a baby alone in the woods instinct kicks in, and we rush to help. That concern is a laudable one, but at this time of year, Wildwoods Rehabilitation here in Duluth spends almost as much time educating the public and correcting well-intentioned mistakes as it does caring for animals who actually need the help. Sarah Glessner joins us this morning. She's the animal care supervisor at Wildwoods Rehabilitation, and she's going to give us some help figuring out how to really help and when to let animals free-range parent. Sarah, good morning. It's great to have you along with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show today.
So you got to start by telling the story of the little fawns. Because this was, again, a situation where people really, really wanted to help, but they thought deer act like people.
Absolutely. So quite often during the spring season, especially right around Memorial Day, we start getting phone calls from concerned people who see baby fawns or see very pregnant does and are concerned about what's going to happen when they have their baby. And we actually received a call from two young people who were out on one of the points, and they had found these two freshly born baby deer. They called and said, you know, we're concerned. There's no mom around. What do we do? And I said, just calmly put them back. The mom is very near. She will be there to take care of them. You just need to back away, and you need to give them the space that they need to relax, curl up, and hide, because that's their natural defense. And unfortunately, because of that, like you mentioned, that overwhelming urge to help, that I can't leave the baby feeling, these two individuals decided to ignore that suggestion and pick up those baby deer and bring them to the Douglas County Humane Society over in Superior. And unfortunately, at that point, we found out that their dog had actually frightened away the mother, and that these people, they felt bad, they didn't want to leave the deer, but really, their good intentions were unintentional fawn kidnapping. So after the deer were examined by the staff over at the Humane Society, they were deemed healthy. The individuals were told these fawns need to go back to where they originally came from, and they did put the fawns back where they were found, and they were reunited with their mother. So it was a happy ending. But you can see how it could have turned out to be a really, really sad ending if they had decided to take things a little bit more extreme and remove them farther from where their mother originally had them.
Baby deer have no scent. Is that correct? And so the way that they protect themselves from predators is they get really little, they don't move, and they don't smell like anything.
That's right. What I tell people is most often what the moms do is they'll do what we refer to as parking the baby. So they'll find a spot, they'll park the baby for part of the day. The baby will curl up into a nice little circular position, and that's the one you most often see in photos, where they have their head curled around, it's tucked, they're nice and small, but their ears are usually still up. And their natural defenses include that they're covered with spots, which helps them blend into different surroundings, and they don't smell. So when people interact with them, it's not going to cause the mother to reject the baby. That's a myth. She'll still come back, she'll still take care of the baby, but what it does, it makes the baby smell like people or dogs or whatever interacts with them, and it's easier for a predator to come and find that smell and locate the baby rather than just the normal clean baby that's hidden with no scent.
Now, Wildwoods has a web page, and it's fantastic because there's a whole section of the website devoted to what do I do if I find a baby. And then you can just click through the little infants that you may have found. And there are some cases where you do need to step in and help. What are those instances, Sarah?
Specifically with fawns, there's a couple of very clear instances. One of them is if for sure you know something has happened to the mother. This time of year in northern Minnesota, unfortunately, that's usually involving cars. So a lot of times if a doe has been hit by a car, and you see a fawn there, that is a circumstance where a wildlife rehabber needs to be called right away. Other circumstances include if you come upon a fawn who is noticeably injured. So if there's any sort of a limb damage or any sort of blood, or if there are a lot of flies on it as we move into the summer season, those bugs can be a big issue if you see a baby with a lot of bugs all over it. Or instead of being nice and curled up, the baby is over on its side, looking very sick, having a hard time breathing. Those are circumstances where, for sure, people should call a wildlife rehabber in the Duluth area, call Wildwoods, and we can help you decide what to do. And a lot of times we can help make a good decision about what should happen for that fawn.
So your best plan would be to print out everything from the Wildwoods website and keep it in the car. But if that's not possible, scribble down the phone number so you can give them a call. And there are folks there that will answer your call. And they will, before you do anything, you know, unless it's a situation where, you know, an animal is in imminent danger, maybe they're, you know, hurt and they're lying in the road, they can give you, you know, you can give them a call and they can at least help you to make the right decision before you do anything so that you're sure you're acting in the animal's best interest.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we do get a lot of fawns that have been what we refer to as fawn napped. So before people pick them up, take them home, do something that could unintentionally make them sick, we always tell people to call. And especially during the summer season, we're available 7 days a week, and our number is 218-491-3604. And we just say call. Even if you are worried, there's no stupid question when it comes to wildlife. Just call, and it'll make you feel better, and it will help us work with injured wildlife in the community.
Sarah, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's always great to talk to you.
Thanks, Lisa.
Sarah Glessner joined us this morning. She's the Animal Care Supervisor at Wildwoods Rehabilitation here in Duluth.